the Red Gateway. If you have not arrived from the car park, this is the first time we have met. So, welcome to Mezzano. In front of the town hall, you can see the church, the first of the woodstack installations, the spheres of the imaginary, and the Brolo Square. Just by the town hall, there is quite a large woodstack installation entitled In the Beginning. Its touching immediacy is easy to interpret. Three men are intent on sawing down a tree, as is and will always be. Cutting down a tree is the beginning of everything. It is with a tree that one makes a roof, a house, and fire for the hearth. Mezzano has a population of about 1,600 inhabitants. It is 640 meters above sea level and covers a surface area of 48 square kilometers. Its name probably derives from its position halfway along the valley, from Latin medianus mediano, set between imma from imus, lower, and siror, superior, higher. There are also other suppositions on the origin of the name, the De Metzan family that lived here, or land under Roman authority called Metianus. The houses of the village are set on a gentle northern slope, crowned by the Pale di San Martino mountains and bordered to the south by the Belluno Dolomites with the pyramidal Mount Pavione. The discovery of worked flints nearby the Colpricon lakes confirms the presence of nomad hunters. Already in the Mesolithic period, about 7,000 years ago, they settled in this area in rudimentary hunting encampments. There have been various historical finds in Primiero, and when digging up the floor of the parish church of Pieve, the foundations of an early Christian church came to light, confirming the theory of a permanent settlement there before the year 1000. In the beginning, the community of Primiero, therefore including Mezzano, was bound to and under the authority of the bishops of Feltre. In 1373, the entire valley passed under the Tyrolean counts to the House of Habsburg. In 1386, it was under the direct control of the Emperor of Austria, who in 1401 conceded the fiefdom to the barons, then to the Welsburg counts, whose dominion lasted up to the end of the First World War. The bypass was constructed in 2005, and it seriously risked cutting off the village. Live or die. With the critical eye of outsiders analysing the situation objectively, it was recognised that Mezzano had the right cards to play as far as tourism was concerned, by focusing with determination on Mezzano's farming and agricultural past, in what was an overall well-preserved place. From here, five key factors were identified: the signs that indicate a rural life and the treasures that have been well-maintained: water, vegetable gardens, architecture, frescoes, and inscriptions. From here, in a short time, the village became part of the exclusive club, the most beautiful villages of Italy. The village takes pride in this identity of being an artistic and rural village where traditions resist and innovation is embraced as the driving force of development. In 2010, Mezzano Romantica was launched. It unites within Romanticism places, people, and signs that indicate a rural life. It has offered the village a cultural rebirth, hosting international musicians. Summer is always exciting, with symphonic concerts, operas, musicals, and many other shows. In 2011, as a finishing touch, the Cataste e Canze woodstack installation exhibition was set in motion, a mix of artistic works that adorn different parts of the village. They reflect the skill of villagers who build their woodstacks so as to ensure an adequate supply of fuel for the winter. Canzel is the dialect term for woodstack. This original idea, unique in the world, was the brainchild of Ivano Orsinger. While you walk, I will tell you about every one of these features, so you can discover the past life of farming, some of which could become part of you. The pace of life is slower. Life is simpler. You can certainly feel nature. The past is an inspiration. The locals all know each other, and they love their land. The locals will recognize you. You only have to look around you, breathe the air, and if you wish, ask. Now is the time. Pass through the gateway, and you are within. Walk along the side of the town hall. Can you see the arrow? I will await you there.